Hello, I am popping in to tell y'all about our audience feedback survey. Do you love the show but want more Marge action? Do you love Wilmer and just want the guy to get a hug? And do you think Steve should be the one to hug Wilmer? Let us know in our audience feedback survey. You can find it in the episode description or at bit.ly/TTTSurvey2021. That's bit.ly/TTTSurvey2021, all lowercase. Let us know what's ping-ponging around your noggin. Enjoy the episode.
All right, we are going live in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, vampires, werewolves, and all other nocturnal beings. Welcome to Titties by Night, a Vampire the Masquerade actual play run entirely by creatures of marginalized genders and presented by Tabletop Titties. My name is Kelly. My pronouns are they, them, and I will be your storyteller for tonight. With me, I am joined by the investigators of the occult and the unusual. Before we dive into the episode, we want to acknowledge the colonial history of Canada and how Canada has and continues to take from Indigenous people. The effects of colonization are still felt to this day. We acknowledge that this episode is being recorded on the stolen land of the Sequepmik, Semiamu, Catesy, Kwantlen, Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coast Salish First Nations.
Hello, I'm assuming that is my goal. My name is Emily Matchett. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Imogen White, whose pronouns are also she, her, and I always forget this, but she is a Salubri.
Hey everybody, I'm Char. My pronouns are she, her. I play Octavia Smith. She is a Tremere. Her pronouns are also she, her. And that's me.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Rachel Thielade. My pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Elvelyn Stormloft, the Nosferatu, whose pronouns are also she, her.
And given the events of last, I guess it's still technically the same night, but last stream, where's everyone at right now?
Now I know how Sarah feels going first. shoot. Imogen's doing well. She is, yeah, she's doing good. I think that she's still rather new to all of this, like within the last year, so... I think this just everything's still like, you know how like when before you get to be all I'm rambling now. Damn it.
Heartless, emotionless, you know, dead to it all.
You know what? Being a vampire.
She's fine. She's happy, and she's got Rhyme Zone open on her computer, so she's ready to write a limerick for you at some point.
Yeah. Octavia. Well, I've just been, you know, starting a seance, trying to understand Mrs. Carby, who she is, who may be haunting her. Is it Frederick? That's who I've tried to call. And we'll see what is happening with that as tonight progresses.
Well, Evelyn is upstairs, quite annoyed that the rooms have been so bloody dark. She's... hit my leg on a few things, almost gave myself away. It's not my style, so I'm rather perturbed and will be excited to get out of this hellhole. But also, there happens to be some supernatural things happening now, so I'm rather intrigued by that as well. So maybe that will turn things around and make things a little bit better for me.
I mean, we'll see.
Things are exciting now.
It might not be supernatural. We don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right. Are we ready then? This is my first. This is my first previously on. I'm so excited.
Yay!
I was going to click the yay again. Previously on Titties by Night, we met up with the investigators of the occult and unusual in their place of business slash haven. Evelyn received some juicy gossip from her trusty ghoul William, something about a theater changing hands, a doctor in hiding, and a murderer on the loose across the river. You know, normal vampire stuff. The coterie met a new client named Murphy who told them of an old woman he abandoned named Henrietta Carby. Turns out her house is haunted and Murphy didn't care for that. Taking the case, the investigators made their way to Henrietta's place of residence and stopped off to meet with Octavia's informant, Sam. Turns out the death of Henrietta's husband, Frederick, left nothing to bury as he'd been crushed in his very own steel mill. At the widow's house, Evelyn broke in while Imogen read some poetry. They found the woman huddled under some blankets and decided to help her get warm, while Evelyn scoped out the top floor. After cleaning some dishes, Imogen joined Octavia for a nice seance. Henrietta reluctantly joined in, and Octavia was sucked into a vision of Frederick himself, stumbling upon Evelyn, who was just in the middle of discovering some unsavory information about the man in question. We were left with the images of a thin, pale hand reaching out from the shadows and carving, "Get out, you aren't welcome," on the top of the desk. Some content warnings for this episode. There will be some implied ghost romancing, as well as continued discussion on elderly neglect. So if that is something that you are not into, just pass on this episode, maybe.
Now I'm just picturing Henrietta Carby making some pottery.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fine. So, Evelyn, when we left you, you were rifling through the desk of Frederick Carby when out of the shadows reached a pale, thin hand that grabbed a letter opener and carved the words, "Get out, you are not welcome," on the top of the desk. What are you doing while this is happening?
I think I take a step back and watch as this is carved into the top of the desk, and when I read what it says, do I see who is doing this, or is it just a letter opener just floating about?
As you watch the, you see almost like, you know when clouds sort of like billow a little bit? The shape of a hand grabbing letter opener. And then as it starts carving, you almost like try to refocus and the hand actually disappears. But you still see the letter opener carving the words into the desk.
I think I say out loud, I go, "I say, I don't think you belong here either." And nope. I want to see if that responds at all. Probably not. But
no response, but you see the letter opener just like drifting, pointing down into the table now where it had ended. It just sort of stands there, pointing up on end for a bit.
Okay. Can I use sense the beast in the area of where it, I saw the hand, just to see if I can like pinpoint what exactly it is, perhaps?
Sure. Give me resolve and animalism. Evelyn's not an expert at seeing ghosts, but you might be able to sense its intentions, perhaps.
I only have one animalism, so this might not be so good.
Two tens.
Come on, you got this. You're rolling good this session.
Yeah.
Or this campaign.
That was two successes. One of them was a 10, but it doesn't matter if there's only one.
No.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because, as I said, you can't really see the shape of the figure anymore. So as you sort of, like, dig in to try to sense any sort of intentions or anything, basically you're left with the intentions that the desk had informed you of.
Fair. Not welcome here. I understand.
How long are you standing there observing this ghost?
Oh, I think I don't want to move. That would be letting it win. I don't back down.
Oh boy. Then I'm going to need you to me a dexterity and athletics as you see the blade start to wiggle, straighten up, and fling its way towards you.
Athletics and dexterity, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Don't screw me, dice. Ooh, 1, 2 tens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And two other successes by themselves that are not tens.
Wow.
So
you deftly, I almost imagine that Evelyn has the ability to like deflect it with her cane at this point.
Mm, I think, yeah, I would like to like pull out the cane and just be like, psh, like,
yeah,
parry
like a,
it.
Like a samurai, like a, just like one yeah. slash.
Just, yes, please.
Like Ryan Reynolds, the two blades, or it splits in the air and cuts behind mm-hmm. you.
I'm standing Evelyn so hard.
Yeah, as that happens, I would like to, like, tisk tisk, like, push it away as I parry it.
Just taunting the ghost?
Just super, like, unamused and very smug. Because that won't backfire at all.
Let's see. All right, there's no immediate response. It's almost like chess mm-hmm. at this point. There's a tension in the air between... you sort of like not backing down and whatever presence is in this room deciding its next move.
Mm-hmm.
Octavia and Imogen, can you kindly give me a wits and awareness? And everyone can take a shot.
Hey.
This is going to be tough because all it was a small letter opener hitting the side of a wall.
Oh, yes. Will you hear it or not?
Four successes.
Hmm. Imogen?
Only two.
Oh. Unfortunately, neither of that is enough. Octavia, you were just coming out of your premonition where you were in the spirit of Frederick. And Imogen, I don't know what's going on with you. You just can't... Just it's real quiet, like I said.
Yeah.
What are
Big
you two...
Heart. Head empty.
Now that Octavia has come out of this vision, the three of you, Imogen, Octavia, and Henrietta, are still sort of like sitting there. Henrietta's got her eyes closed, and she's like, I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, let me tell you, I've seen something.
Hmm?
There is most certainly a presence in this house. On the upper floor, someone walked down a hall, entered a room, and a letter opener. Did Frederick have a letter opener that he was quite fond of?
She kind of, like, breathes, exhales out of her nose quite heavily, and she says, I mean, a lot of people had letter openers. She kind of, like, slowly pulls her hand away from yours.
This seemed like a precious letter opener. In fact, they wrote a message. Unfortunately, this message was written on a seemingly antique piece of deskware.
I don't know how you would know this, or how you claim to know this, but don't like what you're insinuating.
Is there a carving somewhere on a desk?
Not that I know of.
Is there a desk in the home?
Well, there is in Frederick's office.
Well, we should go take a look, shouldn't we? Eyes pop up and I'm like, let's go.
And I say, Henrietta, please be the one to carry the candle.
She kind of like stares at you, Imogen, as you pop up. And then, again, breathing out loud from her nose, she says, who are you working for? Why are you so interested in Frederick's office?
She's asking me that?
She's asking both of you.
Oh. Didn't we tell her that Murphy sent us?
You kind of get the impression that she's slowly not believing
Suspicious.
That's the story.
As we said earlier, Murphy is the one that sent us your way. And then I elbow Imogen.
He was very concerned about you.
Hmm. You don't know a Miss Hodden, then?
Who?
Takes out notepad.
Oh, I lost my pencil. Lily Hodden. You haven't heard of her?
I don't believe I have.
So this wouldn't be some sort of ploy from Frederick's partners to loot his ledgers?
No.
We were given a very specific circumstance that caused Murphy to be so afraid, that made us come and check on you. He was worried for your safety.
He honestly didn't even say anything about your, about your... And Imogen's, like, trying to figure out a way to say dead husband without it being, like... your dead husband?
Your fucking deceased husband.
But yeah. He honestly was just worried about you.
Give me just a quick charisma. I'm going to let Imogen do this because you're just the social butterfly. Let's go with charisma and persuasion.
Hell yeah.
A lot of dice.
You're the face. You gotta be the talker.
Yeah.
I just four successes. Talked to the ghost.
Oh, sorry.
Four successes.
She kind of, like, eyes you a bit. She says, all right. Well, what you say is true, then I suppose there's no harm in continuing to play your little games, but I assure you that I'm alone here, and you're not going to find anything. And she kind of, like, pushes up against the table to get herself up. Meanwhile, Evelyn...
Hey.
This tension in the air reaches a crescendo, and all along the walls where the ledgers and the bookshelves are, you see the shelves begin to shake.
Oh. Oh my. Somebody's not happy.
And I'm going to... Oh, go ahead.
Is it perhaps because I found out your little secret, Frederick? Is it Frederick?
Oof. as you say that, you hear whooshing as ledgers are being ripped off of the bookshelf, and I'm going to need another dex and athletics from you, unless you get to avoid getting bonked by these.
I'm gonna go ahead and do... Oh, I only have 3 willpower.
The willpower comes back after each session.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm going to use a willpower. I wasn't sure if it carried over per...
I thought Kelly was going to be meaner.
No. Yeah. Hunger and willpower damage will sustain.
That's a little bit better. That's 3 successes before it was only 1.
There are so many books coming at you this time that you managed to deflect a few of them, but you get bombarded with about 5 or 7 books. And you take 1 point of superficial damage as they're just, like, bludgeoning you.
Cool. All right. Superficial. It's fine. I would... what else do I want to do? Well, I'm not going to leave because I have a feeling that would be a bad call since people are about to come up the stairs. I think she's kind of planning that this shit's going to make enough noise that people are going to come investigate.
Yeah.
I might just, try to cloak a shadows this shit and just kind of hide in the corner, and maybe this ghost will be like, oh no.
Oh, she left. Ghosts historically have terrible object permanence.
Yeah, right? I don't know. It's not like they can also do the same thing.
In that case, Octavia and Imogen, again, as Henrietta's like lifting herself up and begins walking towards the stairs with the candle, I'm gonna need another Wits and Awareness.
Yeah.
This one's easier because a lot
of these books are like
4 again.
Imogen.
3.
Alright. This time, Octavia, as you get up off the table and sort of like have Prophet by your side, you hear from upstairs. Quiet enough that Imogen and Henrietta do not hear it.
I know, though, that Evelyn went up there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just, like,
nudge Imogen and say aloud so everyone can hear, "Well, let's hurry. I think upstairs is the way to go."
Sure thing, lead the way, Mrs. Carby.
She slowly starts walking towards the stairs. You can see that she's struggling a bit. And
I'll help her along.
All right. That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Staying away from the fire.
Yes. She's got it. She's got it in her right hand, and you sort of like take her left arm and help her along. Once again, Evelyn, you stand and the floor is like littered with books now, and you're sort of like hiding in a corner ready, knowing that you're basically undetectable at this point from human eyes.
From at least the people who are about to walk in.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But you can sort of feel that like pressure in the air building up again. You hear footsteps from outside as Evelyn, or Imogen, and Octavia and Henrietta show up. And
I say very loudly as we're walking, "Was Frederick a private person? I'm curious about these. I'm sensing that he doesn't like us being here."
So first off, she doesn't notice that the bedroom door's lock has been broken of like jammed in. She makes no point of that. And as you say that, she says, "He wasn't private, but he did like to keep to himself when he was working. It kept him focused, which, as I said, that sort of focus made him very alert on the job." And you can tell that she's referencing again that she doesn't quite believe the story of what happened to him. "Why is this door open already?" "His office," and she sort of like sloughs you off, Imogen. "His office is already open. Was your dog wandering around up here again?"
"No."
"Oh, he must have been."
"But," I say, I raise my hands. This path that we're following was the path that I saw in my vision.
Interesting. And you guys get up to...
"Perhaps he wants us to enter this room."
Ooh, that's some good diviner stuff. I'm gonna need... Ooh, no, I get to roll this by myself. I'm gonna secretly roll some stuff without you guys knowing. You know, the best way to hide rolls is to mention when you're doing a secret roll.
Yeah.
It really...
brings the cast out.
I mean, I could just, you know, roll by myself. All right, this is gonna be 5. As you guys approach the office, you notice that... Imogen, you notice that the books are just strewn across the floor. But, Octavia, as you approach the room, you feel a presence. You feel sorrow and fear as you approach this room, and this weight to the air that I had mentioned before. Faintly echoing through the house, you hear the words, "Get out, get out. Get out, get out," repeating over and over as they move towards the office and culminate in a booming shriek. "Get out!" You feel cold lashes against your skin as if icy whips are lashing around in the room. You hear them move through the air, grabbing for various things, trying to find anything that's not nailed down. Give me an intelligence and a cult.
Can I add my ghost specialty?
Yes, most definitely. No secret.
I'm rolling so many dice.
Because you're the ghost pert.
You get like nothing.
Wow.
4. I rolled 8 dice, so I'm sad.
Hey, it's better than my 8 dice last session.
True. None. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the heat of the moment, you can't. Nothing comes to you as like immediately what this presence is. But everything that I described happens, and Henrietta goes, "Someone has been here. They've ransacked the place."
"Oh, the spirit is very angry. Something is not right.
Well, the room is an absolute mess. I start putting books away.
You're so helpful, right? Helpful, Imogen.
You...
Well...
You don't have any... No, Imogen doesn't. Imogen, you're able to feel the tension in the room, but you don't sense anything else as you put up the books.
I'd like to sense the unseen.
It's okay. I already did for you.
Oh my. Was that just the cold winds I was feeling?
Yeah, all the being able to actually feel the presence as you walked in.
Oh, okay.
You like fully feel it.
It's definitely, so I know it's something is here for sure.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
You just, your occult role was to figure out if you could immediately tell what it was.
Okay.
But you know for sure there is a sad and afraid spirit in this room. And who all's gone in at this point? We have Evelyn in the room and Imogen cleaning up the books. Has Octavia walked in yet?
I would be like near Mrs. Carby.
All right. Then Imogen and Evelyn.
Hi. Yes.
Once again, as the pressure sort of builds up, Evelyn, you're like, or Imogen, you're like putting books away. You hear carving in the walls as this pressure sort of like begins to alleviate a little bit. Go on.
I'm assuming it's saying something. What does it say?
As you hear the
tell me more.
As you hear the carving on an empty wall, you see in the wallpaper Get Out being like ripped and torn into the wallpaper.
Well, that's not very nice. You're making a mess.
You should leave. You're upsetting him. Do as he says. Please get out of here.
Is this a regular occurrence?
Are you aware of what's going on here?
He's not usually this active. You must be upsetting him.
Well, you didn't want to tell us more about that earlier.
I didn't know what your intentions were, and they said that there were no others that could talk to him. And clearly he is upset.
Who they?
I shouldn't say. For the sake of Fred, I shouldn't say. You hear... coming from the walls. You have to leave, please.
Well, it's never our intention to make anyone upset from us participating in any sort of investigation. And of course, if you'd like us to leave, we will leave immediately. And that goes for you too, Fred.
The tension sort of alleviates a little bit. But you can still hear echoing through the house, get out, get out, get out, get out.
We are no enemy of either of yours. We are just here to offer our aid if you require it.
Get out, get out, get out. You hear the almost as if the walls are being pulled and they're sort of like shifting in their bases. Evelyn, what are you up to?
I am waiting to see if the others are gonna be like, yeah, let's leave, because as soon as they do and everybody leaves the room, I'm gonna activate Unseen Passage and try to steal one of the ledgers on my way out.
Nice. All right. We'll call that a prepared action.
Yeah.
Imogen, what are you...
Evidence.
Well, while I'm putting books away, can I catch any information at all?
Sure. Give me intelligence and investigation.
Oh, no.
Three dice.
The face trying to do some investigations.
Yeah, two successes.
Nice.
Out of three.
I'll say that's like a normal human level of success. as you're putting up some of these books, a lot of them are like management guides and like, you know, reading material and fiction and whatnot. But you get to the section where the ledgers were kept, and all of them, as just like from a tertiary glance as you're picking up these open books, seem to be like well kept, like very meticulous, very accurate. But you don't see any that are older than 5 years ago. And from what you know, talking to Sam and other people, Harvey was killed 4 years ago. So you find that there's a year missing in this collection of ledgers.
Well, all righty then. Finish putting things away. Octavia, should we head out, perhaps?
Yes, I do believe that would be the correct course of action. Of course, please give... wait, did we give her a card already?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't trust that she'd remember where it was, though, so give her another one.
Please, Imogen, give her our card. Miss Carby, you are able to reach us at any point in time. If anything should change, we have an assistant available whenever we are not in our office that will answer any questions that she can. We are here for you should you require our aid.
She kind of like...
Or if you just want someone to talk to, honestly.
she glares at Octavia, Imogen. You can just see, like, daggers shooting at her as you hand her the card, I presume.
Well, yes, I do.
And she gestures you away and she says, I think you should listen to him now.
Righty then. Octavia, shall we?
Yes, Imogen, lead the way, and I'll raise my arm out.
Yeah.
And as we're leaving, I'd like to try one more time to see if I can tell what sort of spirit is in the house. If I can.
Sure. How do you want to go about... Are you doing any sort of actual ghost hunter-y stuff, or just... going based on your knowledge?
I'll try to, like, connect the dots. So, like, now I know that it's been able to move objects. She has said that it's Frederick, so I'm confirmed that it used to be a human. Trying to, like, connect the dots a bit further.
Okay. Yeah, give me another intelligence and occult.
Five. One better than last time.
Hey, guess what? That was the challenge.
Yay!
In that case, as you're sort of stepping away from the room, you hear the door close as Henrietta shuts it behind all of you. You sort of like piecing together what she said and what you've seen or what you've felt in that room. You know that this is a poltergeist. You know that they can't affect flesh. They can only affect inanimate objects. And some of them can take forms if they are very powerful. And the sort of like cold lashes that you felt is that the poltergeists use silvery tendrils to like reach out and grab stuff and like whip it around or do whatever it is that they want to do at the time.
Okay. And do I know like why poltergeists would stay... in a certain area?
Yeah, you would know that they usually have like a connection, whether physical or emotional, to an area. It could be that, you know, classic unfinished business kind of deal,
yeah.
Or something is actually tethering it to this location, maybe something physical.
Okay. I'll say that out loud as we're leaving, Imogen, to you. I believe that Frederick may have taken the form of a poltergeist. We've experienced them before, as I continue to follow Imogen out of the house.
Henrietta stops you and says, who are you exactly? No more lies.
Well, you can look at our card right there. It says who we are.
We did not lie when we arrived. Everything on the card is true. I'm Octavia Smith. You perhaps have heard of me. We run the investigation of the occult and unusual.
I've heard of you. You're a shyster that tricks people in the streets, but you say that you've seen Fred, and they said that wasn't possible. You hear still the whispers, "Get out, get out." And she's just, like, staring at the two of you.
I honestly think if you clarified who this they are, they is, they who you're referencing, it would clear a lot of things up for us.
I don't know if I can trust you, but you're like them, then maybe it's fine. They did tell me that there wouldn't be others, but here you stand. It's a family. The Giovannis. They helped me contact Fred. They told me not to tell anyone, and they told me that they were the only ones that could do it. But clearly that was a lie. So once again, I ask, are you one of them? Are you like them?
Have we heard of the Giovannis before? Do we recognize this name?
100%. Octavia has.
Tell me more.
the Giovannis are considered necromancers.
Also, these some bad folks.
And they're more of a family than a clan. They tend to trap spirits or, like, harness them to do their bidding for them.
Henrietta, I must tell you, we are nothing like the Giovanni family. The Giovanni family, hearing that they are the ones you've been speaking to, I'm quite worried for you, for Fred, for your home. They are a nefarious type. They do many, many rituals and activities with spirits that I would never attempt myself. Fred may have been changed due to their activities.
You hear, "Get out! Get out!" culminating in the room again. And you hear that scream, "Get out!"
He's very angry for us being here. I don't think that's normal for his behavior. You spoke so highly of him.
I can't use Obia on a poltergeist, can I?
So here's the thing. Written down? Probably not. But given the setting that we've decided to be in, I think it would be kind of dumb if you guys had like a spirit calmer around that couldn't do anything with ghosts. So I thought of this, and I'm, yes, 100% yeah. Obia will work on a ghost, and you have probably
love
done it before.
It.
All right, Julio, I'm going to do that then.
All right. In the meantime,
I got to do a rouse check first.
You'll also have to be closer because you guys are basically like down the steps right now.
Yeah.
A six.
A six? All right. We'll hold on to that. In the meantime, Evelyn.
That passes. Speaking of rouse checks, Unseen Passage needs one of those. So.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and do that. Oh, before I do this, is there a window in this room?
Yes, there are two.
Is it? I mean, nobody's in here, so I can technically just go and check first, see if that's open, because then I might not even need to do this.
Yes, but
yeet yourself out of the window?
First.
Yeah, I can soaring leap.
I'm going to need you to give me another Dex and Athletics.
Oh, boy. He angy boy.
He mad at you.
He's a mad boy. Dex and Athletics.
Correct.
4 successes.
Oof. So as you're sort of like sitting in the shadows, you hear everybody walking down the hall. Just at the time that Octavia hears the "get out" culminate again, you hear the big loud yell.
Yeah.
You hear the crack in the wall again, and you see wood splinter from the ceiling and from the walls. For a moment it sort of sits there, and then it all pulls towards you.
I just, like, stare at it for a bit. I'm just like, fuck's sake.
And with 4 successes, you take 1 point of aggravated damage as a sharp wooden stake almost hits you in the heart, jabbing you in the side of the ribcage as you get crumbled between a bunch of other wood, and the entire room is
ripped
around you.
Aggravated on roll 20. Hi, everybody. We're using roll 20.
Double click. It's like the
double
little
click. X. But do I do a third, or do I just make one of the slashes an X that I've already got?
I believe you make one of the slashes an X.
Cool. I'll do that.
We're gonna go with that. It's like someone stabbed Bruce.
So I have one aggravated and one not aggravated.
Yeah, and you've got like
this point.
Piece of wood stuck out.
Fun. Delicious.
Like crumbled. Both of Octavia and Imogen hear this. Imogen, as you're going up, you sort of like see the door break in as you approach the room.
All right. I'll just go ahead and check if that window's open, because if that's the case, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I will say it's open now. The frame is sort of like shattered, and there's definitely a way that you can get in or get out of it.
Cool. I'm going to go ahead and grab the ledgers that clued me into Fred being a sus dude.
All right.
And yeet myself out of this hotel.
I'll say you still take one superficial as you just basically like jump out and like glass.
I mean, I'm using soaring leap.
You're soaring leap into glass. Into broken
into
glass.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It didn't like swing open. But
okay.
Imogen, we can still roll with that six that you got as you approach the room. You can like stand there as the door kind of like crumbles in on itself. How do you calm this spirit as you stand?
If you give me two more seconds, I've got one more line of my limerick to write.
Oh my god. Oh wait, do you recite poetry to do your power?
No, we can't make that canon because I don't have...
While she's doing that, I feel like Evelyn's just going to go and like limp back to the carriage.
That's fair.
She's just like... Can I like pull it out, or is that going to be a bad time?
Without inciting like another aggravated.
Cool, I'm gonna do that. So I just, and then I just like throw it onto the ground. Actually, no, I keep it with me because I don't want people getting my blood anywhere, because that shit's is mine. Don't touch it.
Interesting.
And then, I hobble back to the carriage, and I'm just gonna be sitting there waiting for them because I'm not looking too hot.
Awesome. How's that poem go?
Can I roll first? Because if I fail my rolls and that's just sad. Or do I get like, if it's a good enough poem, do I get a bonus?
Oh, did you roll rouse check? Was your rouse check a six?
Six for the rouse, but I haven't rolled my composure and awesome.
I thought you got six successes. You get a lot.
No.
Yeah,
that was just my rouse.
Roll composure and auspex is...
If you fail, you just have to perform it really badly.
Yeah.
that's okay. One success.
No.
Ooh, boy.
Use willpower.
That's true. You can
use
willpower.
How many dice are you rolling?
I'm rolling five.
Yeah. Use willpower.
I use one willpower, I can reroll like the four failures, yeah?
Yeah.
Four black dice, yeah. You can't
But if one of the if one of the failures was a red dice, then I don't reroll that one.
You can't reroll that one, yeah.
Four red.
Two successes.
Hey, you know, according to the power, the difficulty two is just good enough to restore some of the calm. So, do you recite the poem?
You know there's no need to be upset. I promise you that we are no threat. So take a deep breath to your lungs' full depth, and soon your frustration you'll forget.
Yay!
Yay!
Heck, I'll say that. That was three successes.
Four English classes in high school.
We'll call that three successes then. Congratulations.
It's canon now.
Now I have to do it.
If your note is that you impress the storyteller with poems and get some bonuses, that's a good note to take.
Excellent.
So as you stand there reciting this, Octavia, Prophet, and Henrietta sort of like chasing up the stairs after you, you feel the warmth of your blood dripping down from your forehead. And with your hands out, you can sort of feel that pressure that has been building up ebb a little bit.
Excellent.
it seems for at the moment as you're focusing, it's sort of calm-ish. But Octavia, as you approach, you can still feel that like sorrow with like a little hint of fear still in it, but more of like a lingering fear at this point.
Before Henrietta gets back, I want to like gauze up my forehead.
Just like, oh no. Oh no. I mean, at this point, you could probably say I got a splinter.
Yeah. Excellent.
Henrietta goes up and says, "What in the devil? I told you were going to upset him. You should have left when he asked."
Imogen is very, very good at what she does. I can feel that Frederick is sad. The anger has subsided. Is that right, Imogen?
Yes, he's definitely a little bit more sad than angry now, I'd say.
It's still not right. We were happy. We were happy together. And you've upset him. I need to get my Fred back, and I can't do that while you're here.
But what you say did that they promise you?
That he would stay with me. He promised that he wouldn't leave me. I swear, he's only frightened people. He's never done something like this before. The caretakers, they keep leaving, but they keep coming back. New ones.
We have heard that your extended family has continued to hire new caretakers for you.
Correct. Orion and Malcolm have been hiring people to take care of me.
What is your relationship like with them?
They don't talk to me much. I don't think they were happy that Fred took them out of the will. But they send people to take care of me, and that's the least I can expect from family. Keeps Fred happy, at least. Whenever new people come, it means that somebody still cares about me.
Of course. There are many people who care about you. You've earned two of us and a dog this evening. But I do think that we've overstayed our welcome. Would it be all right if we talked another evening?
Yes. You can... I don't know. If he's calm for now, then yes. Leave. We'll be in contact. I'll talk to them. I'll talk to Elvina.
Is Elvina Giovanni?
Give me a, wits and occult, I guess. They're a pretty occulty family.
All right.
As I just give it away.
Three.
Yeah, Elvina's actually relatively new to the family. Within the last 10 years or so, she's been embraced.
Okay.
I would recommend you do not speak with Alvani. Do not tell anyone we were here. Something isn't right. We can help you. We just need more time.
All right. I'll wait for you to contact me.
Do we have her phone number?
Can I get your number?
Google, does Victorian time have phones?
Telegraph.
I think phones were invented, and they're relatively rich. So I'm going to say that they have some way of contacting. I think it's still like switchboard and stuff, so you can probably ask for specifically Henrietta Carby, and they'll patch you in.
Okay.
We're going to go with that, and if I'm wrong, whatever.
That's how it is in our Victorian
world. Steampunk Victorian era with phones.
1870s, yeah. We're good.
I think we're good.
All right.
Yeah, we knew that the whole time. This was a bit. All right, I skedaddle because I want to talk with Evelyn and share all our stuff.
All right.
Yeah, I go too.
Cool. Do vampires have a way to heal?
Yes, we can cover that.
Yay!
So as you walk away, you kind of see Henrietta put her hand up against the broken door and just stays up there. Give me one last wits and awareness, Octavia.
Okay, wits and awareness is 5 for me. I just have to remember that so I don't have to keep checking my sheet.
Cool.
I got 1.
Nice. Luckily, I rolled very well for your sense the unseen. As you're walking down the steps, you feel Frederick kind of like calm down now that he knows that you're leaving. And for a split second, you feel something else. But it leaves as soon as you feel it. And you head towards the door and out of the house. Hello, it's your spooky spectral friend, Kelly. I hope you're enjoying part two of The Case of the Haunted Widow. I got just a few ads for you here, and then we will get back into the episode. Rocket your accessories to new heights with nerdy and gay Vancouver-based Rocket Man props. Their enamel and laser-cut wooden pins and waterproof coasters come in all your favorite franchises. Their enamel potion pins will make sure that you always have that health potion on you when you need it. And you're gonna need it. Worry not, though. Any order over $35 ships free to Canada and the U.S. Plus, if you use the promo code TITTIES with double Ds, you can get 20% off their store at RocketManProps.com. That's RocketManProps.com to save the day.
Take down the big bad with rainbows and sparkles and Jushmoo. Their apparel, accessories, stickers, prints, and dice and trays will lighten up any bad day. Their stuff is so cute. Sarah is always sporting her D&D pastel Jushmoo sweatshirt, and it is so soft. Not only D&D, they also have video game, Pokemon, Sailor Moon, and many more franchises, as well as original art. And now, to make you smile even more, you can use the promo code TITTIES for 15% off. Brighten your day at Jushmoo.com. That's JUSHMU.com.
Have you ever dreamt of being a superhero? Legends of Superhero Story is a new actual play podcast using the Legends Superhero role-playing game system, available on all podcast platforms. This exciting new superhero tabletop RPG follows our Game Master Jack and our fledgling heroes played by Chad, Emily, Amanda, and Daniel as they work their way through their origin story and beyond. Listen in as they discover their powers and abilities. Let's hope they learn to work together as a team in time to save the world and truly become legends. Legends of Superhero Story is available on all podcast platforms. For more information, follow us on social media at The Legends Cast. Or visit our website, www.matchplaygames.ca/TheLegendsCast.
If you like what we do, head on over to patreon.com/tabletoptitties and maybe help us out a little bit. You can get yourself some behind-the-scenes content, bonus episodes, shoutouts live on our Twitch stream and social media. You can get some titty swag and a bunch of other cool stuff. There's a bunch of different tiers and price points that you can choose from to support these titties. And if you want to show the world that you love tabletop titties, we have some merch. You can head on over to tabletoptitties.threadless.com to check out all of the stuff we have there. As well, to celebrate Pride Month, we have a whole Pride collection, all of our logos and various Pride flags. All of the profits going to support Q-munity, a nonprofit organization based in Vancouver, BC that works to improve queer, trans, and two-spirit lives. Give us a follow on social media at Tabletop Titties, wherever you would find us, and tweet at us using the hashtag TTTitties, and we just might name an NPC after you. Check out our website, www.tabletoptitties.com, and every time I say titties, that's with double Ds, if you know what I mean. All right, let's get back to the investigators of the occult and unusual. You find Evelyn sort of like in your carriage, still bleeding from, well, it doesn't really flow, there's no heartbeats or anything, so just like a massive hole in the side of Evelyn as you approach.
Excellent, you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean it actually like excellent. It was more of a sarcastic excellent.
Well, that went well.
Yeah, Evelyn's just waiting in the carriage. When y'all get here, she's just gonna hold up the fucking steak like, "How was your evening?"
You clearly got
caught in
fire.
Mine was absolutely full of adventure. And I would like to figure out how to possibly heal.
All right, so superficial damage, you can heal that by rolling a rouse. And
cool.
You'll heal no matter what, but it will, if it fails, you get more hungry. Aggravated damage, you roll 3 rouse checks, and you can only heal aggravated once per night.
Okay.
I'm stressed.
Well, I only have one aggravated, so I'm kind of like, maybe I'll hold off on that. I can roll one rouse, because I already have two hunger. I'm going to need to feed soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, I'm a hungy.
So as you sort of like, some of the cuts on your arm and stuff from the glass and like the bludgeoning from the books, you start to like focus your vampiric blood towards those spots and it heals over as you hear.
Evelyn, can't even keep yourself protected against books. Clearly you needed me and you need me now.
Shut up.
As you gain another hunger and getting a little hungy.
Yep.
You need a little suck.
I need a little suck. I hate it.
Wow.
It's a mature game, y'all.
Yep.
I hated that. Well. But I loved it.
It's okay.
So y'all are about 50 minutes away from 45 minutes if you head straight there away from your Haven. So is there, do you want to just head right back and have a little tete-a-tete in the carriage, or is Evelyn needing to get something to eat?
I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little peckish. Do you mind if I pop out for a bit?
By all means.
I go.
Have fun.
I'm gonna go.
I blow her a kiss.
I'm like, I'm really not in the mood, but thank you.
For Rachel.
Are you at 3 hunger even though you fully drained someone the other day?
That was a practice round.
That was an imaginary land.
Just kidding.
You also wake up with one hunger anyways.
But this was the same night, so I was like, wait
and
a minute.
And last episode, I ended with 2 hunger already, so.
So for Rachel, you would know that hunting in your district, basically, would be a lot easier for you since you, like, know the lay of the land better and you guys specifically put points in that. But
I think I wait until we get to a place I'm very familiar with before I pop out. But yeah.
Sounds good. For Evelyn, 3 hunger, I would say you could still probably wait. If it was into 4, I would say, like, RP-wise, that's maybe, like, take the chance because I'm super hungry. But yeah, you're able to wait. So you can have, y'all can chat about stuff along the way.
Okay. Cool.
Can we just, like, tell everybody the clues that everybody learned? Because we were not together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pull out the ledgers from my coat pocket, and I go, well, I found out that our little Frederick was doing some bad business. And I pass them over to Octavia. And it turns out he was not paying his partners and skimming a little bit off the top for himself. Perhaps something to do with the way he died? When I found them, he was very not happy, I must say. I mean, look what he did to me.
Was that exactly the point when the room started... when the things were thrown, is that right?
Oh, I found them when... as soon as I entered the room. But and then he...
Of course you did.
And then he drew on the... I proceed to tell her how he drew on the table with the letter opener.
My vision! And, I saw exactly that.
Well, he was telling me to get out because I saw his dirty paperwork. And then I decided to tell him I wasn't going anywhere. And that's when things got a little bit more tense.
Evelyn, if you give the bullies the attention that they want, they are going to not leave you alone.
Oh, but that's what I want, because then they make them easy prey.
I don't know if that's how it works with ghosts.
Oh, you know what I mean. I wouldn't let him win.
And these Giovanni, have I told... I assume if I know of them, I would have told them about them, too.
Yeah, I feel like Evelyn and you probably know the Giovannis. Evelyn probably just through, like, association... You, specifically Octavia, your sire would tell you to fucking avoid the hell out of them.
Okay, yeah.
But they show up once in a while
bad
in like polite
nudes.
In polite society, sometimes they'll show up for dinner parties and whatnot.
Avoid that side of the table.
Are they more the type of people that, like, apparently I have a reputation of being a scammer? Are they the ones that really are taking advantage of people?
They do it slyly. They're like a rich family that exists in like high vampire society, and a lot of their rituals are legit. Like, all of their rituals are legit. They actually do summon ghosts and unharness them and stuff like that. So they don't really like go door to door and be like, hey, I'm going to talk to your family. It's more like, we heard about this rich aristocrat that died. Let's break into the house and summon him, or like, let's host a dinner party and summon him while we're distracting people, kind of thing.
But still for their own gain.
They
aren't actually out to help people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They're strengthening the family. Politics.
Yeah.
Strong family. They're the ones that you know that if, like, you got in over your head to the point where, like, you're gonna meet your final death to a ghost, you could technically call the Giovanni and they would come help you, but it's because they would want to capture it in a little box and then, you know, drive off in their hearse. It's Ghostbusters.
So although Frederick isn't someone who maybe had the best morals, something is happening to him that no one should be experiencing in their undeath.
Yes, this does make things a little complicated.
Imogen, did you find anything while we were in the lower half of the house?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, wait. When we were in the lower half?
Or upper.
I'm thinking that maybe I forgot something. Did I forget something?
Storyteller.
I don't think I did.
No, you didn't find anything in the downstairs.
Well, I got the feeling that Miss Carby doesn't believe the story of how he died, for one. And also, there seems to be a year missing in his books. When I was cleaning them up, I noticed.
You would notice as well that the ledger that Evelyn takes out is the fiscal year that was missing, basically.
So that's the year when all of his shady business went down, I wonder.
Sorry, is it the year after he died or the year leading up to his death that is missing?
The year leading up to his death. Was missing, but Evelyn found it.
This was in the desk, hiding from peering eyes.
Okay.
I'm then caught up. Excellent.
Did you take that book, Imogen?
No, I didn't. I was just cleaning up.
Okay, but we have it here in our hands. Is that right?
Evelyn grabbed it.
We have the sketchy ledgers in our hands.
Okay. But we saw the missing part.
So there was...
I know the information was given out of order. I saw, like, within us just now, I saw that there was the sketchy, like, there was something missing. That's what Evelyn found and it was taken. Yeah.
Evelyn had found it last episode.
Yeah.
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 But so we do have that. That's what Evelyn just gave to me.
Evelyn grabbed it and yeeted herself out the window.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So once we're back at our home, we have a lot of work to do. I'm not quite sure how we should proceed with this. Imogen, great job calming down the spirit. I haven't seen something like that in quite some time.
I also sent William on to do a little bit of information gathering, and I wonder what he's come up with. I sent him to the family, to Henrietta's relatives, to find out more about them and why they wouldn't get a little closer to her, residence-wise. Perhaps this will all be not useful anymore now that we know about Frederick and the Giovannis, but I can also send him out to do a little bit of information gathering on them, too, when he returns.
But there was also Frederick's partner, Lily, who... Mrs. Carby
seemed... that. I was not there for that.
She seemed very suspicious, like perhaps Lily Hodden had sent us.
I'll write that name down in my little notebook. Lily Hodden, you say?
Yes.
That might be somebody I need to send William after.
Hawdon. Because I had to message the chat to know how to spell it, so I thought I would just help you out there.
But yes, you are correct. William, you've sent William out to talk to the family. So if everybody feels confident that they have shared their information and theorized, we can head on back.
Oh, and Evelyn, of course, this is definitely a poltergeist we're dealing with.
Oh.
That's it.
Of course, and I say, not knowing anything about specifically poltergeist, but I'm just like, oh, that makes absolutely perfect sense.
It's true, yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you clip-clop your way back to the center
of
London.
Some clip-clops. I don't hear any
clip-clops. There are technically clip-clops. They're just too quiet.
Oh, okay. I take it back.
Clip-clop,
I'll imagine
clop,
it.
Clip-clop.
Maybe in the podcast it'll be there.
Yeah, I'll add some clips. and some clops. So you get, you breach the border into the city of London. Things are a little bit, they're dying down more. It's getting late enough. It's about almost midnight now, and people are either drinking or heading home or having a midnight stroll, what have you. And you make your way towards the agency of the IOU. Evelyn, are you going to do a little haunty hunt?
I am.
All right. I think I wrote down what your feeding is. Yes.
I am a alley cat.
So are you going to try to find someone and be, like, real sneaky? Or are you going to, like, run up to an evil guy and punch him and...
Oh, yeah, that.
All right.
Find me the sketchiest alley in London,
yeah.
And I will hunt there.
I can't remember which of the three is for your ability to find people in your own coterie, but it's pretty high. Ooh, I found it. The Chass. Chase? Sure.
Chass.
Chass. So
which means
you...
the hunt.
Chasse?
Yeah.
So give me a strength plus brawl plus one for your chasse because it's...
Strength plus brawl.
Yeah, because you're going
to... I don't have brawl. Whoops. Plus you said?
Yeah, you could be more sneaky if you wanted to. That would be wits plus streetwise.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll sneak up and then... Yeah, I don't want to give them the heads up that I'm here until I'm munching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wits... Plus streetwise, you say.
Plus one for your chuss. Your chuss.
Perfect. That way they're not all hunger dice. just kidding. They all failed. And also one of my hunger dice was a skull.
Oh my god! That's so
we
bad!
We're going hunting tonight! Just an absolute bloodbath.
So you're not at five yet, are you?
No.
All right.
No.
So I'm going to say that you actually spend a few hours wandering around the city trying to find the perfect mark.
And they're all too nice.
Yeah. You see like a few sketchy looking guys, but it turned out that they're just kind of awkward. And you see a couple making out, but it's all consensual and fun. And you like it's we see
a
you
good
basically
problem to have really
yeah can't find any creeps so we find you sort of like getting hungry or stumbling in.
I'm like getting like salivating and like starting to get a little bit more like bestial like fuck's sake.
And you hear
Evelyn, your ideals are keeping us from feeding. Suck it up and find someone now.
Shut up!
Do you continue to try to hunt? Or are you,
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright! Give me another
wits!
Give me another wits at Streetwise plus one!
Oh,
you
boy.
Can do it!
We believe in you!
I'm stressing!
We're swapping out one of those... I have one black dice.
We might have ourselves a frenzy in the middle of the streets on the second episode.
Ooh, three successes, two of which were tens.
Ooh, boy. So.
Thank
I was
the Lord.
Texting the Evelyn, Lord. Get your calming magic ready. Oh, God.
start so writing a fucking poem.
That's like five successes, right?
Jesus
yes,
Christ,
yes.
Evelyn.
Are any of the tens on Hunger Dice? I would assume so.
One of which was, yes.
All right. So as you're, like, you're becoming, like, bestial, like, hand slapped up against the side of a wall as you're, like...
Just, like, like claws out, like...
Evelyn, we must feed. You cannot let me starve, Evelyn.
And just as you feel the, like, the... Your brain basically, like, slipping away from you as the beast is taking over, you see it. Through the tunnel vision, a shady-looking fellow pull out a knife as he approaches a couple of ladies just walking away from the bar.
I go real fast. Like, real fast. I don't think I'm thinking anymore. I think even though I'm not frenzied, I think I'm pretty fucking close, so...
Basically, like, Michael Scott, like, hitting Jim and just flying off screen as...
Yeah, my plan... How close is he to the ladies? Is he pulling out the knife and attempting to follow them?
He's pretty far, but I think at this point, because of the bestial crit... you don't really care. You sprint across the street, slam into him, and push him into the alleyway, which the two ladies don't seem to notice, luckily. They just sort of, like, turn around because they hear something, and nothing's there, and you're just, like, holding him in the alley now.
Cool. I pull off the mask and, like, snarl in his face before just chowing down.
Just...
I don't even say anything. I just, like, snarl and then just...
Nice. We get the, like, blood trickle through the cracks of the street out of the alleyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very sweet, Todd.
You get... Mm. Is he finished? Are you taking him out?
Yeah.
All right. Clear that hunger. Clear that hunger, y'all.
I don't think she cares, my dudes. I don't think Evelyn gives a fuck right now.
Evelyn is no longer hungry. You're feeling good. Your sire slips away and the beast disappears. And you feel relieved and content now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Octavia, Imogen, what are you up to? as you get back to the agency.
I thought we were waiting outside with her.
Oh, it was a few hours. Did you wait the whole time?
That would be rude to just leave
I'm
her
so
behind.
Sorry.
She, like, stealthed out into the streets.
I can make my way. I didn't know you were waiting.
Sure. Let's say
we
left.
Had dinner plans.
After a reasonable amount of time, we have, like, an agreement of, like, if it takes too long.
It's like, if I take more than a couple, like a half an hour, like, if I don't find any sketchy people, then it's going to be a while. So, yeah.
It's fair.
Imogen, would you like to head down to the library with me and perhaps do some investigating on getting some more information on the poltergeist and the Giovannis?
Excellent. That sounds like a brilliant idea.
Nice.
We do that.
As you step through the door of, I assume you set up Fiend and...
Yeah, let's put her back in her home, unharness her.
Yeah.
Give her a nice brush.
Nice. So you head back in. Marguerite is still kind of like typing away, and she says, "How'd it go?"
Well, it was very interesting, I'll put it mildly, but of course the Giovannis are involved, so you know we're screwed.
Octavia's being very negative about it, but I think it's going to all work out in the end.
All right, well, just don't involve me and I'll be fine.
Well, actually, they might be... Mrs. Carby might be phoning. She might have stopped by. We're not sure. She'll try to contact us, perhaps. I told her not to reach out to Alvena. But they've done something to her husband, is my initial theory.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. And then she kind of, like, looks over at your... I'm assuming it's one of those phones where you, like, pick it up and put your face up to it. And she says, "I'll be waiting on bated breath."
Oh, you're so good at your job.
Click, click, click. Just typing while looking at you. Just click, 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 click.
How long are we gone?
So it's midnight now. You get up around 6 or 7, so probably about 6 hours.
Anything happen while we were away?
You, oh no, you weren't gone for 6 hours. Sorry, you woke up, did a bunch of stuff. You're gone maybe like three or four hours.
Okay, great. Any messages before we're about to head down and do some research?
That William came by. I told him not to come through the front. He made a mess. You kind of, you hear like a as you step through the door, and Imogen, you see just like stains of sewer water leading in for like a couple of feet and then going back out.
I just think of him walking in the front. Where's Mom?
Please leave.
Octavia.
I need to give her information.
Octavia, how about you go on without me and I'll clean up this mess?
I don't say anything, but I'm thinking this is Marguerite's fucking job, but okay. I'll meet you down there. And I head down.
All right. She just like stops paying attention to you. I'll say cleaning up is easy enough, and it'll give you a chance, Octavia, to start finding some of the books. All of your books, I imagine, have like distinctive spines that you can find ones that pertain to what you were looking for.
Yeah, and I feel like we have like a expansive enough collection that it's not just like all Braille books, like so that other people on the team can help.
Yeah, I imagine you would still mark the spine for even to help.
So I know what they are. Yeah.
Because I imagine Imogen's like, ooh. Wow.
It's so lovely. That's my Irish accent.
A lot of these books are also like borrowed from the chantry, but your sire has been gone for a while, so you don't know. So if you are doing research as well, just let me know real quick what each of you are trying to find, and then we'll figure out what you need to roll for it.
Imogen's looking for whatever Octavia's telling her to look for.
fair.
Well, really, we should be dividing and conquering at this point. So would you prefer to be looking up more family history and Tremere necromancy, or would you prefer to look up more about the ghost itself and what we might be dealing with?
Honestly, I'm okay with whatever you'd like, Octavia.
I'm gonna roll a die.
Have some backbone.
Octavia, I just think that you would know what I would succeed at more. Just, both Emily being like, please just make a decision. Also, just...
All right, I'll look up poltergeist stuff.
Yeah.
And you're gonna
look
up.
Well, I don't know, like if like, oh, and I'll actually, though, like, would Octavia know... be better suited to look up one or the other because she knows more, and I'm just like free falling here.
Let's see. I feel like if anything, Imogen would know more about like ghosts in general, just because you do have the ability to calm them down. So it might not necessarily be that you have like a researched knowledge, but you've definitely like connected with spirits to calm them down a bit. But it's like someone who can paint or play piano, finding out what the names of the keys or the paints are called.
Mm. But on that note, also though, having a newbie vampire be like, "What's this clan? This family? That's kind of, I want to look up them. What's they? What are they about?"
That's fair.
I'll know.
Yeah, I can look up the family then. If you want to stick with the ghosts.
Cool.
Wait, is that the opposite of what you said? Fuck.
No, that's good. That's what I said.
Okay, good.
It's like, wait, shit.
I'm just like, I got ghost specialty, so.
Yeah, no, you look up the ghosts.
Yeah.
I look up the family.
Working together. All right, so.
Teamwork.
Let's start with Octavia, since you got there first. Give me intelligence and occult.
And I can add my specialty for this?
Correct. And you can add an extra one because you do have a library.
We paid for that.
You paid for that library upon leveling, upon making your characters. You made yourself a library.
Yeah, I dropped a dice.
The Haven's pretty stacked. We'll slowly learn the various things that you've put in here.
Two tens! Mm-hmm. Okay, this is so good. 1, 2, 4, 5 successes plus 2 tens, so 9.
9 successes?
Oh, 9.
Wow.
Damn.
Shit dang. All right. So
you know fucking everything.
Tell me everything.
You are a poltergeist now. You've ascended. You find a lot. You find basically the book that you and Vanessa's the name of your sire, right?
Yep.
Have been like creating. This is like one of the subjects that Vanessa is actually like interested with you because it's a field that she doesn't know a lot about. So she basically uses you to research. So you find like a book that is half information from older Tremere, as well as like stuff taken from the old necromantic clans and stuff that you've been like piecing together yourself with Vanessa.
Okay.
You for sure know that the style of this poltergeist is connected to a sort of anchor. There's something in or around that property that is a physical object connecting him.
Like the fucking paper opener, letter opener?
With a 9, you would know that it has to be something closer, like a body part.
Oh,
or a
rat.
Like something of great significance, like something that a loved one had given to him.
Okay.
And based on the fact that the paper or the envelope opener broke and he didn't seem to be affected, probably not that.
Okay.
You would know that he would have to be quite powerful, which could be the fact that he's been dead for like 4 years. And possibly that a ritual has been cast to make him stronger or an outside factor. That one you're not too clear on, but there's no way that he himself got this strong as a steel mill owner unless he was a Giovanni.
But he wasn't.
Spoilers. It's been Frederick Giovanni this whole time. No. Also, you find that there's like a discrepancy. Like you know that he died in the mill. There's no question where he died. Like the manor around
it. Oh, for sure. Because yeah. I was still like, I'm not confident about that.
Yeah, like there are eyewitnesses. Mm-hmm. There are cases. Like Sam's story, while being like a childish story about like, oh damn, there was so much blood, was still accurate. Like people saw Frederick die. And I'll imagine even in your research, like you have records of that as well. But if he died in an emotional manner to come back as a poltergeist, he would have remained at the mill. Something else must have happened to make him apparate in an entirely different location to where he had died. And you suspect that it's probably to do with the location of whatever tether is keeping him.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you have any specific questions to fill in the gaps, because with a 9, I'd imagine you can fill in a lot of gaps. That's the majority of the like important information that you discover.
Yeah. Okay. That is intense.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred's all goofed up, y'all.
But something that means that. So sorry. Just to be clear, the tether. You said it would be like either a part of their body or something like intensely like an object that's intensely personal.
Yeah.
But we know for a fact that he died at the mill. So it's probably not that there's a body part there. Am I right in connecting these dots?
You also know that part of Sam's story was that there wasn't anything left to bury.
Right.
Which either means that it got crushed to...
Or was Pulp? Taken.
Or was
it
taken.
It was moved. The body was moved.
Back to the house.
Shut up, Rachel. You're not there.
I know. It's okay. I'll tell Rachel when she
Rachel's
gets here.
Rachel's like, ah, I'm so hungry.
That was just Rachel being like, oh my God.
I like our team. I didn't get it.
That's why we're all working together.
I'm sorry, yeah. I got excited and I spoiled it.
No, it's good. We'll be too slow if we have to wait for each of us to get it.
Imogen, well, you basically clean up and you get into the library. Octavia, like, fully just conked out going through all of her research and stuff. You knowing that you've got to look up some necromancers in the Giovanni. So also give me an investigation with an intelligence and occult plus one for the fact that you are in a library.
It's not great.
I have faith in you. You can do it. Rachel has the curse now. Remember, she can't roll good. You
one
passed
success.
It on.
But do we get willpower again in the like each morning?
Not between scenes, but between sessions. So you would have.
So we restarted this session with full willpower.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but not like when I wake up in the next morning, kind of a thing. The next evening. Okay, I will use. Only one success.
All right. You find a book on the Giovannis, and you see a lot of names, a lot of family names. Not really piecing too much together. It's a lot of just old history about where they lived. Some of them went to Boston. Some of them stayed in London. A few of them are in Italy and stuff like that. Just a lot of locations and names, but nothing in particular that's here's how they operate. And you realize that what you're reading is not a kindred kept tome of knowledge. This is a family history book of a family called the Giovannis. Just a normal book about them.
Did I get the wrong book then?
A few hours go by, and Octavia, you epiphany, and Imogen asks if she's been reading the wrong book.
I've been reading the wrong book this whole time.
I'm so sorry. I gave you yes. I didn't realize. My apologies, and I'll go get the right one.
Oh, but I wouldn't put it past Imogen to just have grabbed a book, though, and started.
You read about a guy named Dr. Giovanni. Jekyll, and there's this amazing detective called Sherlock Holmes. It's great. You should meet him.
This is absolutely amazing, this story. It's so brilliant.
this is... this would be about the time that Evelyn gets back, just trenched, feeling satisfied, but
from here down is just blood, just tosses her hair. I feel fabulous. How's everyone's evening?
Evelyn, you might want to go get cleaned up.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
I don't know if I will be, though. You might want to go wipe your face.
I just turned into Steve there for a second, and I don't know. I'll be fine, darling.
Be fine, darling. I stabbed it. Don't worry.
But yes, what have we found?
Well, there's a family tree in this book, but not much else.
Well, that's the family tree book, so...
But I did do a bit more research on poltergeists, and we know for a fact that Frederick died in the steel mill, but he's haunting his home. There has to be something pulling him back there. It can be a person, but it's more likely that it's either an object of some significance or perhaps even part of his body.
That seems likely.
But we know that no part of him was found, so...
The house did smell very bad, too. I don't know if it smelled 5-year-old body bad, though. I don't know if I would know exactly what that would smell like.
Scent of death, though. Very, very good point, Imogen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Imogen was around the time of the flu. You got the flu, so you probably knew what, corpses smell like, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yep. Smelled a couple corpses in my day.
Blit. Haven't we all?
Actually, now that you mention it, it did smell a little corpsey. It smelled a little corpsey covered in
perfume.
A lot of perfume.
I see, and I remember that because I started writing a limerick about how bad it smelled. I only got the first line, but I'll get it for you. Don't worry.
Oh, you'll have to recite it to her when you return to help her with her ordeal, since you've somehow managed to make her so fond of you near the end there.
And Evelyn, you said that there was an indent in the upstairs bed, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yes, although it could have just been her bed, now that I think about it, because her dress was in the same room. It was an old dress, seems like it was...
put out on display to remember better times, perhaps?
We think she knows that the body is there. Would I know?
But I don't know.
Would I know, like, the idea of the rituals that the Giovanni would have had to use? Would they have needed the body to do that?
I'm going to say, since Imogen did the research on the Giovanni specifically, that you're trying to, like, recall some of the stuff you remember.
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Damn it! I don't know either!
It's... Your techniques are vastly different from the Giovanni.
So I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this a job for William by any chance? Do we need him to go and investigate?
Oh, I should have told you that Marguerite, my apologies.
Don't call me that.
She's like, what did you just call me?
Don't call me Marge.
Marguerite mentioned that William stopped by. He came inside. Wait, would he be waiting for you in your quarters? I don't know.
I just walk. I just go. I'm like, maybe. I have a moment where I'm like, oh, maybe he would be. And then I just go.
Evelyn just walks away.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, good point.
leaving the two of you behind. Evelyn, as you walk through the cavernous corridors of your basement, you get to your chambers and you hear loud snoring coming from within side.
In the sewers?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pull the grate off with my good arm because I was stabbed in one of them and didn't heal it. So I'm not left-handed either, so this sucks. So
you're not ambidextrous after like 100 years.
Maybe I've gotten a little better at it. I feel like the sword. This is the sword arm, though.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I feel like I'm decent with everything else. But yeah, let's hop on down and wake this boy up.
Yeah, you just see William like lying in the water with his back to the wall, just like.
William!
Hi, Mom. I was looking for you, and I must have dozed off. I haven't slept in a few days.
I heard, yes.
So I went and I looked for the cobbies for you.
Mm.
It turns out there's two of them. Orion and Malcolm one of the Cleeter gents go up and talk to them. It turns out that Orion is Frederick's blood nephew, I guess, you know, the one that's actually related to him, and Malcolm's his husband, and they were right pissed that they got thrown out of... Am I doing Australian?
Whatever.
I guess. In it, they got real pissed that they got taken out of the will, but they seemed... real surprised that we were talking about Henrietta. They haven't thought of her in years.
But aren't they the ones sending over help every other month when they run off, frightened of the house?
He kind of shrugs. They didn't know what we were talking about.
Interesting.
Then we got told to leave their property.
I suppose I can't blame them for that. Well, in that case, care to do me another favor, William?
Of course,
we've
Mom.
Come up with a little bit more information, and we would like a little bit of information on the Giovannis. Now, this might be a bit more dangerous, so please do not get caught snooping about. They are not to be trusted.
You see his eyes, like, widen in horror. He's like, all right, Mom. Sure thing. Anyone in particular?
Just any, what was the... younger one's name?
Alvena.
Alvena specifically has been in contact with Henrietta Carby, yeah. And I am very interested in as to what went about during their first meeting and what they have done for her.
All right, will do, Mom.
Now, if this is going to put you in any danger at all, please be safe. Do not go too close to danger. I need you alive. Or, well, whatever it is you are. You know what I mean.
Sorry. Pat, pat.
I'm just like, my dear William, you know what I mean.
Sure do. I could do a bit better with a pick-me-up.
May I ask what William is?
He's a human.
Is he a ghoul? He's a ghoul. Okay.
He's
my ghoul.
Let's do some lore. Let's talk about what that means.
I don't know what that means yet, so.
William.
I was kind of imagining like one of those like goblins from like the Black Cauldron.
But slightly taller.
Yeah.
He was part of my like homeless, like my eyes and ears of London, my homeless band of criminals doing all of my snooping about for me. But then he got a bit too wordy and decided to blab about me being a vampire. So I decided to turn him into a ghoul so he would be forever obedient.
Excellent.
And to send a message to the rest of my crew to not double cross me, because that will also happen to them.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And I've just accidentally made him the saddest man.
I suppose a little bit wouldn't hurt. I just ate after all, and I kind of take my sword and kind of like slice a little bit off the side of my wrist and just hold it out. I'm like, there you go.
just dripping.
I'm so glad I don't have eyes. I can see. I have eyes. That was not right, but you know.
He seems to perk up, and you'll gain an extra hunger. And he just goes,
well, one. I can do with one since I've had fucking four earlier.
Yike.
He will sprint off into the sewers.
Well, I go back up and I go, well, I've sent William off to safely inquire about the Giovannis.
Give me a dex and stealth from our good old boy, William.
Oh, boy. Let's bring that boy up. Dex and what? Sorry.
Stealth. Good, which isn't actually terrible. That's like his best thing.
Sorry, just for a refresher, ghouls do not need to roll hunger dice,
no.
Correct? Okay. Dex and...
As far as I know.
Stealth.
This is like a higher roll than most of you roll on other things.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 successes, 3 of which were 10.
Ooh. Wait, so that's...
A bajillion.
That's 6?
Basically.
I mean, one of them doesn't count because there wasn't a pair of 10s. It's 2 pairs of 10s and then a 10 and then a...
2 10s is 4 and then another 10 is 6.
Okay, cool. I'll take it. Yeah. So, and then there's just one other success.
So
after
that's
that.
7 successes.
Wow. Yeah.
Really did get a pick me up.
Yeah.
He's really into it.
Also, another side thing, he's got Cloak of Shadows. So
fuck yeah.
His whole thing is standing still and staring at things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's good. That'll come up next session. What is Octavian Imogen doing to this point? You guys have maybe about 2 hours left in the night before the sun begins to rise.
I'm trying to think, what should we be doing? What other loose ends do we have? Can I information gather?
I walk in, I go, do you need me to help you with books at all, or I don't know.
Well, if you want to have a go at looking for anything having to do with the Giovannis, it might be better than me, because I just found a family tree.
I don't do... Octavia, do you think that would help, or do you think William will do well enough? I will do what you think is best, because you are the brains of the operation.
We all
darling.
Work together. But we might as well try. We have a few hours to spare. We could all work on this task together.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Very well.
I will say, like, you guys also can just do, like, like you can just say I do the things that I do normally at the end of the night, but
yeah,
we will do some more research. So everyone just give me an intelligence and occult plus one for the biblioteca as long as you are doing that for the rest of the night.
Oh, I've got fucking William's fucking character sheet up. That's not me.
Zero
successes. I have a point in occult. Intelligence and occult, you said?
Correct.
And then plus one.
Zero successes.
Nice.
But no crit fails, so I'm okay, right?
Yeah, you're good.
That was a one success. I feel like I'm going to get like, Evelyn's going to go like halfway through searching and get like frustrated and bored reading books and be like, I fucking hate this. I'm going to bed.
Just leaves. You're like, Bear keeps getting in your face as you're trying to read. And you're like,
just like, ugh.
I got six.
And nice. So does Imogen also leave after a while?
Yes.
Yeah. Imogen and Evelyn get kind of bored.
I'm just like, I can't read anymore.
I've just like sat down on the floor and Prophet's like in my lap on one of my thighs. Aww. As I'm like reading on my other thigh with my hand.
Yeah, he's completely fallen asleep. That beautiful hellhound boy. So you were looking for information on the Giovannis, correct?
Yes.
And
like the practices, like more about the necromancy that they do.
Yes. A lot of their necromantic stuff revolve around obtaining bodies and summoning things or using them. You find a real fun ritual that they do where they steal someone's bone, coat it with metal, and then beat them to death with it. And then they can use that bone to fight ghosts.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a real one.
Octavia's like, I should do that.
That's a real one, and it's cool as heck.
Holy shit.
And you actually do find a ritual that would kind of pertain to what you've discovered. One would take the body of the recently deceased, create a ritual circle around the body someplace, and the body would basically stay in that location and tether the ghost. And you're, with six successes on the specific subject, quite positive that this specific ritual has been used in this situation. That somewhere on the property is probably good old Frederick Carby's body in a summoning circle around it.
All right.
Now, here's the interesting thing. You also find on the Giovannis that they don't normally care about just normal human folk dying. There's nothing particularly interesting about summoning a human's ghost unless their task is to, you know, make a servant for them, someone to clean up around the house. So it's weird that they would pick this random steelworker guy who got in an accident and summon his ghost for his widow.
Do I have any time left, or did that take my whole time?
I'm going to say that's about as much time as you got left.
Okay, because I'm just thinking of when I left the house, I felt like a second presence, and I'm like, oh, maybe that has to do with like the creature that he is, if I'm thinking that he's not just a regular human.
With that, with Char realizing that, the presence that you felt definitely seemed more interesting than Fred was.
Mm. Okay.
And we're going to leave. We'll leave it at that. And then, see, here's the thing. Your dungeon is technically has no windows, so you could stay up.
I don't want to like strain myself, though. Yeah. I need to take care of myself. Self-care.
Kelly
self-care,
doesn't actually know the mechanics of like staying up. And I'm going to just assume that it's like hunger or something. Willpower?
Normalize self-care and getting a good night's sleep or good
day's
sleep.
Yeah. So we'll say that everybody heads off for the evening to their various chambers. Prophet is a little bit upset that you have to wake him up.
Sorry, dear boy.
And you drift into the sleep for the day. Nothing bad happens throughout the day, and you emerge awake. I'm going to need each of you to give me a rouse.
It's just one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got an 8. I passed.
Nice. I'm just sitting
up. I did not pass. I got a regular fail, not a big fail.
Evelyn's having such trouble.
Yeah.
I got a 7.
Also, question. The damage that I take, does it go away after I do a sleep, or do I just have that forever unless I try to heal it? I don't know how this game works.
I'm going to say that the superficial damage probably... let's say that it does.
It's the aggravated that I have still.
The aggravated, you're going to wake up with a big hole in your side.
Okay.
I might change that rule later if I... The aggravated will always stay, but I'm right now not too sure if superficial stays, so I might change it in the future. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But for the time being, I'll say that like your body going back to the way that it normally is involves like cleaning up some bruises and
actually
stuff.
Actively trying to heal.
Yeah. But especially considering you ate a whole dude. Also, you check off a stain. And the, uh-huh. the way 100%. That we're going to do stains is at the end of each chapter, we'll roll your remorse for the things that you've done. You'd have to do the 3 rouse checks to heal the aggravated, but all the superficial is good.
Okay.
It's up to
so
you.
So I add a 2nd hunger from the 1 that I have, I guess, because I've failed.
Yes, you wake up and you hear, "Wasn't it so satisfying, Evelyn, to devour that man entirely? Continue that, and we will live."
I'm getting rather tired of hearing you every morning, darling.
Well, I'm still here. Can't get rid of me. Hear a PBR crack in the distance. There's a very specific person that you've said that your sire is. Imogen passed, right?
Yes, I did. Sorry. Yeah, right. That is my name. And
Octavia. I was hovering over Octavia's hunger button.
Dang it.
We'll hear that. We'll hear them eventually. So, some of you wake up without disturbance. And what is your mission today or tonight? We can forego the niceties of waking up. What is your mission this evening?
Well, we have to go find that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Imogen.
We'd want to hear if William found anything first and foremost, I would
say. Yeah, I guess that would be the best course of action is to wait to see what William found.
How long are you going to wait for Sir William?
Well, I'll kind of hint that I kind of want that info, but I don't know how long he needs. Do I know how far away the Giovannis are from where we are?
They're relatively close. They live in like the Soho rich area.
Okay.
Like there are some Giovanni that have like grand estates out in the country. But a few of them definitely stay. And Helvina sounds good. Being relatively new, probably still lives within the city and hasn't retired to the grand estates yet.
Part of me is thinking that we're doing Avina from Mass Effect now because we've just started replaying that. And it's like,
that's, my brain went there too because I'm playing that as well.
I definitely remember who that is. I don't remember.
On the Citadel, the like, "I am Avina."
The purple robot.
Yeah.
Alvina. The problem is that the problem is that you know that the Giovannis also are vampires, so they probably went to sleep around the same time as you.
So they wouldn't have gotten any information yet.
Yeah, William's probably going to need tonight to do it.
Okay, so we shouldn't wait. Okay.
I would like to try and figure out if I know anything. Now that I was like, oh, what about that other creature? Would I be able to try and think about that now, or would I need more information of like world experience?
You'd probably need to do more research.
In the house or out of the house?
Either in the house or go and like head to the chantry and see if any of the other Tremere there could help you. Is your goal tonight to like gather more info or take what you have and be actionable? It's up to you.
We just did so much research. I want to do stuff.
I know, I want to do stuff too, but I feel like I also want to wait. Like, if we sent William out,
Might as well before we go back to her.
We should wait for that information before we like go and be like, that Giovanni's did this thing. Because then we have the evidence to be like, we can prove it because we have an eyewitness to you confessing to your crimes.
Okay, then we can go on a field trip to the Chantry. Which is like my special, well, not my, the Tremere's like research facility sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right.
Did anyone else have other things they want to do?
Nope.
You can also split up. Like, unlike D&D where it's like splitting the party usually means that one of you will die. you can like, if your plan tonight is to take everybody gathers more info, like you could go off and do like either character beats that you want to do or find some research or something like that. If there's anything that you... Because you still exist as people who live in this world, so there are things that you could do. But again, there's an old lady that's being tormented by an angry ghost, so maybe priority.
Yeah, I might like go and see if I could maybe help out William.
Okay, so you want to head to the...
That might be my plan. Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'll go do.
I want to hang out outside the Carby's house.
Ooh, head back to Henrietta's?
Yeah, I don't want to go in. I just want to just keep a little bit of a lookout.
Just stare into the window. Just like...
Wait, hello there. My name is Imogen.
All right, so we have Octavia going to the Chantry. We have Evelyn going to see if William needs help. And we've got Imogen heading off to... back to Kensington to check on Carby. So we're going to start with Imogen, actually. I rolled to see. So how are you going to get there? It's about 45 minutes cart or, you know, a stroll through the city and past the park for like 3 hours? Does that seem normal?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, if it's 45 minutes to get there by cart, then yeah.
Jesus, maybe I'm not going.
I might as well take the cart.
Yeah, you can take the cart. There's probably also, like, people that you can... fuck it, there's cabs. There's cab carts.
Well, if Octavia needs the cart, then of course she can have it because it's her horse. But if she doesn't need the cart, then I'll take the cart. But also now I'm backtracking on my thoughts and maybe I should just go with Octavia.
I will tell you that you could find in for... all of your choices that you've made, you can find useful information, if
all
that
right,
makes it
I'll
easier.
I'll go and I'll take the cart.
All right.
But I would be very nice about it. Octavia, do you need the cart tonight at all?
Oh, feel free to take Fiend out for a stroll.
Be lovely. Excellent. And yeah, I'll take it. Oh, yeah.
I can hear the click-clop.
I don't, you know what? I don't know if I, could I just ride Fiend? Question mark?
Yeah.
Like if it's just if it's just one of me, I don't think I would bother with the cart.
That's fair.
Mm.
Going for a nice evening's trot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then sure. All right, so Imogen, you make it through the town. It's kind of a dreary night out. It's still raining. There's been a few storms happening the last few nights. Mm. But you know, it's good for the plants. A lot of water for the plants.
It is good for the plants.
and you head up to Hyde Park where you can give me a wits and awareness real quick.
Two successes.
Not bad. You hear a few howls coming from the park as you pass, but don't pay any mind or see any activity going on. There's a few people hanging out on benches along the edge of the park, but the quiet night, and you make your way to 72. Where I had it written down. One sec.
Boy,
72 Wardwick Gardens, Kensington, where you stand in front of Henrietta's home. You see off to the back of the house, sort of like you're in the front, and then to the back, you can see a few like loose pieces of wood and stuff sticking up. And there is a fire lit. The fireplace is going, and you see smoke coming out of the house. And it seems that she is keeping warm at least now.
Excellent. We'll do a trot around.
All right.
See if there's anything else I can find from a distance.
Cool. Give me a... Let's do wits and investigate or awareness, whichever one's better for you.
Awareness! Three successes.
All right. Kind of like passing by, you see Henrietta sort of like scooting around. You watch her make herself some dinner. She seems to be a night owl.
I was gonna say, like,
it's like
it's late.
It's like 8 o'clock now, I would say. So it's not like it's too late.
But she's old.
Listen, I'm gonna be a fucking night owl when I'm old. You just watch. Like, you watch out there.
10:30 is past my bedtime.
I go to sleep when the sun comes up. Wait, maybe I'm a vampire. Shit. She seems to be just tutting around a bit by herself. At about... How long are you going to be doing this for, rather?
Maybe for an hour or two.
Okay, cool. That's good. That's the magic number. Because at about 10 o'clock, you see a very shadowy figure approach her door. It's a well-dressed woman in a coat and a tall black umbrella walking up to the front of the door, and she kind of stands there and knocks on the door. After a few moments, you see the door just like crack open a little bit and then open more, and the figure walks inside.
I'm not sneaky, but I want to listen. I'm not sneaky, and I also no fight if it goes bad. Shit. Okay. Is there a way for me to, so casually, just gonna set up shop like in front of the house? Maybe buy an open window. Maybe buy an open window to like. I brought my like notebook with me, like to like stare at the stars and write poetry about how beautiful they are as they shine down upon us.
Yeah. I will tell you this.
We're by a park, okay? It's a place nature inspires and shit.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, behind her house, the like rows of houses behind there is a public park. It's not Hyde Park, but it's like a smaller. Sort of public park. So you could conceivably set up around there in a way that you could spy on them and not seem suspicious, depending on how well you roll.
And I would like to pre-gauze my third eye, and we're gonna activate them heightened senses.
Ooh!
Yes!
Are you gonna do those oculars? Wait, is that earulars? Whatever.
Yeah.
Ear holes.
Do the ear holes. Open those ear holes right up.
Yeah.
Cool. That is not a rouse, and now all of your perception rolls are +3.
Heck yeah.
So since I also want to bring up a mechanic that we haven't talked about before, you can actually use something called Rouse the Blood, which is you roll a rouse check, and you get +2 to one of your attributes. So like intelligence, manipulate, or whatever. So if you wish to just, like, really load those dice, you could rouse your blood for a specific attribute.
Cool.
And this would be, wits would be the one that you're going to be using to spy on them.
I'm good at this point with my add 3 with my perception. With
all
my
right.
heightened senses, I think.
All right.
I'm rolling...
Wits and
just
awareness.
Wits?
+3 for listening.
Ooh.
I don't know if I have enough dice.
Yeah!
Yeah. Good problem to have.
That's the best problem.
It's okay, because I'm also trying to... I'm trying to think of the stat combination for pretending that you're not listening.
Charisma.
Be like...
performance and charisma, maybe? Probably.
Like, yeah, it might be performance.
Give me that charisma. Like, oh, I have all the charisma.
Or like manipulation, because it's like, I'm lying. Manipulation is good. Like, I'm lying.
Four
I'm not
successes
listening.
And
like,
two of them were tens, so that's five. Six, no.
Six, I believe.
The yes. Six successes, yeah? Six successes.
On your...
On my ear holes.
All right, so give me a charisma and performance to pretend that you're just hanging out looking at nature.
All of this violin playing is coming in handy with your performance.
Mm-hmm. I'm not...
Your performance. Do I...
Well, you're not playing the
I'm not playing
violin,
the violin, though, specifically, so do I get the bonus or no?
Oh, sorry, I just meant, like, that you had dots in that because you play
and
the violin.
Performance.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't get a proficiency bonus.
Just pull all the attention. You just start playing the fucking violin.
I could have been a busker. Why didn't I do that? One, two.
I wonder if the sound of the violin would like hurt your ears a little bit when you have.
Oh yeah, I would. I'd have. If you're exposed to extreme sensation, you gotta roll shit. Sorry, charisma and performance. Yes.
Yeah.
Three successes.
All right. So you find a nice spot near the home to sort of set up. Fiend is off, parked. You know, got to pay that meter. And with your heightened senses focusing on inside the house, you hear the footsteps of the two of them heading upstairs. You don't hear any voices. There's almost like a... It doesn't actually seem like they're talking. Like, you can hear everything within there. And you hear heeled boots go up to the door to Frederick's office. You hear, like, shoving aside of some of the wood and whatnot. You hear a few tisks under this woman's breath. And she starts to chant and starts to... You recognize this as like similar in discipline to what Octavia does. You recognize this as some sort of blood sorcery that is being done within the home. And you hear the figure say, "Ah, found it." And begins to walk out of the room. She then proceeds to walk down a hallway, and you hear a latch open and a door. But it sounds like it's falling rather than opening sideways. And you hear as a ladder comes down and you hear heeled footsteps go going up the stairs.
You're up to an attic?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And you hear muffled, "It's still here. I believe that the time has almost come. It's time to harvest." And we're going to leave it at that.
No!
We will visit Octavia and Evelyn at the beginning of the next session.
Ah!
Oh, boy.
Wait, that's where we're leaving the whole...
Very clever, storyteller.
I thought we... Listen, between 10:30 and 10:45, that's about the time that I aim for. So
yeah.
you gave me the perfect ammunition.
Perfect cliffhanger, yeah.
You're welcome. Let's get geeky. Geeky Tendencies Game Gear is here to geek up your tabletop and keep your game running smoothly. They're dice bags complete with pockets that fit all your gear, and spell books perfect for keeping track of all of your spells and abilities will help you stay organized and fashionable. When you pull out your Geeky Tendencies Game Gear whilst adventuring, everyone will be asking where you got your matching dice bag and collapsible dice tray. So adventure on over to Geeky Tendencies on Etsy or geekytendencies.com.
Thank you for listening to Tabletop Titties, Titties by Night.
Kelly Wright is our storyteller, and our Season 1 TBN players include Charlene Bear, Emily Matchett, and Rachel Thielade.
Our sound engineer and logo designer is Kelly Wright, and our episodes are edited by Kelly Wright.
All music featured in Tabletop Titties is from the website Pixabay and CompotechMusic.com by Kevin McLeod, using a Creative Commons license, or freemusicarchive.org.
For more information, including a full list of songs used in every episode, please check out our website, TabletopTitties.com. That's Tabletop Titties with double D's if you know what we mean. We'll see you next time.